This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin Saturday once again blamed Ukraine and its Western allies for the ongoing conflict in the country. Speaking in a meeting with a delegation of African leaders seeking to broker peace in Ukraine, Putin put the blame for the beginning of the conflict on Ukrainian leaders in 2014. When the African leaders called for Black Sea ports to be opened to allow for grain shipments to relieve food shortages, he said the U.S. and Western nations created that issue during the COVID pandemic. Putin also responded to the issue of children being taken from their homes in Ukraine and taken to Russia, saying the children were moved from war zones for their safety. The International Criminal Court has issued a warrant for Putin's arrest regarding the children issue. The group of African leaders arrived in Russia Saturday on a self-styled peace mission a day after a visit to Ukraine. There, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the delegation there could be no peace talks with Russia until its forces withdrew from occupied Ukrainian territories. An international team of legal experts investigating the collapse of the Kakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine said their preliminary findings indicate it is extremely likely the dam breach was caused by explosives planted by Russians. Russian President Vladimir Putin has accused Ukraine of destroying the Russian-controlled dam as a Western-backed tactic to escalate the conflict. But experts with the international human rights law firm Global Rights Compliance say their evidence makes them confident Russia blew up the dam from the inside. The firm visited Ukraine's Kherson region last week with Ukraine's prosecutor general and a team from the International Criminal Court who are looking for evidence of war crimes. Leader of the investigation, attorney Katriana Murdoch, told the Reuters news agency the evidence they've gathered, she believes the destruction of the dam